Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Explorers, welcome to today's episode.
Hello.
We're so glad you're here with us. And in this episode, we are celebrating the fact that August has been designated by Live Love Spa in 2018 as National Wellness Month.
You know I love anything associated with wellness. You know I do.
So they designated August as National Wellness Month to celebrate and inspire individuals to prioritize self-care. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also an excellent opportunity to not only focus on self-care, but also stress management and healthy habits.
And they all just fit so nicely in the same bed. They're like three peas in a pod right there.
Three peas in a pod.
I think they're related in such a beautiful way. So I love that you focused on those three to bring together for National Wellness Month. I love it.
Explorers, I do want to say that the concept of wellness goes beyond being free from illness.
Oh, goodness. Yes.
It involves
it's being very, very well.
Wellness. It involves actively making conscious choices aimed at leading a healthy and fulfilling life. Prioritizing wellness can lead to increased productivity, stronger and more meaningful relationships, and a greater sense of fulfillment in life.
Yeah. And you point out healthy, and it's all the healthy. It's the physical, the mental, the emotional, minding your energy and how you spend it. Yeah, it's the whole picture.
I can't wait until we get to the quote because it's almost like you know what the quote is, but you don't know what the quote is.
Oh my gosh, really?
So
okay.
Put a pin in that because we're definitely going to come back to that.
I love it. I love all the trios. I love threes.
they just feel good.
They do. They feel good.
So self-care is not just an aspect of wellness. It's a fundamental part of it.
Paying attention to caring for yourself in all the ways.
Yeah, your whole self, like Karen was saying, your mental, your emotional, your physical health. All of those things are equally important.
Your social nutrition, your social health, the relationships. Mm-hmm.
We are setting healthy boundaries in all of the dimensions of wellness.
Yes.
We are prioritizing personal needs because you can't pour from an empty cup. And engaging in activities that bring joy and relaxation. I don't know about y'all, but I love some peace in my life.
Oh, man. That's all I want in my life. I don't... Of course, can't appreciate it. If not, a little bit of rub. Let's go to the beach. Let's just like live life at the beach. We just talked about it.
Salt life. I'm here for it.
Salt life. I get it. Now that I see all this barbecue.
Okay. So you are recognizing the importance of your well-being and taking those steps to actively nurture it.
You don't wait until...
Sometimes I will wait until we're on the burnout scale and be like, oh, went too far.
I think it's hilarious that like we're talking about this now because like
we're on the other side of it. That's how we can talk about it now.
Oh, it's so so good. Mine was just like 2 weeks ago. Like you just run it down till it's not even just dry, but it's like dusty, like down in that cup. Like it's not even, it doesn't even remember the last time it had any liquid in it.
It's not full at all.
There's no juice. And then you wonder to yourself, why did my body get sick? And your body is like, slow the hell down. Please. What is wrong with you?
Can you
like,
stop?
Did you not get all the memos that I was throwing
out
there?
I was whispering and whispering and you kept ignoring me.
Yep.
And now you have to sit down.
Now I'm shutting down the whole system.
Go to bed.
Here we go. Yep.
Not even sit down. Just go to bed.
Just go to bed. Go to bed for like at least 72 hours. Yeah.
Rest is restorative. I know we sometimes think that self-care means that we are neglecting all of our responsibilities. But self-care also looks like you're getting enough sleep.
Dang, you can't even look at your responsibilities if you're not taking good care of yourself. Like, who's got the energy for it? I do not either.
So whatever that looks like for you, be it a walkabout in nature, a moment to yourself with your lavender bath, whatever, just remember to pour into you so you can then pour into others.
And let me tell you, it doesn't have to be like an expansive, I'm going away by myself for a week. These things can happen in 15-minute snippets, 5-minute snippets sometimes, if you just lock into, whoa, what am I feeling right now? What do I need? Like, ask your body, ask your spirit, ask your, you know, mind, ask your just your heart. What do I need in this moment to help me take care of myself? Because I'm feeling stressed. I'm feeling nervous. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm frustrated. Whatever it is, sometimes 5 minutes. That's just a beautiful thing.
That's all it takes. I said to you before we started recording, for me recently, that self-care looks like a mental break in the form of watching Grace and Frankie on Netflix.
Oh, man, it's the best.
I just want to laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to think about things. I just want to watch Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin.
Oh, my God.
That's it. That's all I want to do. And then I'm like, ooh, hashtag goals, because when I'm 80... Can I please?
Oh, we're definitely going to have a TV show.
Can I please?
Yeah. Okay.
My husband may or may not have said that was you and I, but I'm just going to say I got a little Frankie in me, but I'm probably more Grace.
I'm pretty sure I'm Frankie. I'm pretty sure I knew what he was talking about.
I don't even remember what it was, but he was like, look at y'all. I'm like, right at it. That's what it's... Karen and I, the ultimate odd couple.
Oh, my
see
God.
What I did there?
Yeah, yeah. We talked about that the other day. We were texting each other, and I'm like, you are Felix, and I am Oscar, and I am a 100% total mess, and you are keeping this engine rolling, sister.
But what I like about our sisterhood is that we remind each other to stay balanced.
Yes. Like the yin yang, if it's off, right, we're like, we can be a little bit more of that other thing for each other.
Or if, you know, I'm not feeling it today, I can't give whatever, then that's when, hey, just communicate, like, hey, what's going on? Oh, okay, then, well, we just move this. That's fine.
Yeah, literally. I think the idea of, first of all, speaking your needs, right? Self-care, the first thing is the awareness of it, right? Like the taking the time to notice that something, there's a need there. And then to ask the people around you or the conditions around you for that space to give yourself, you know, what you need. And sometimes maybe it's you need that other person or people to be around you, but sometimes it's not. That's such a beautiful example of how we can do that for each other.
I think that the second part trips a lot of us up. Is the communication to ask for what we need.
Why is that so hard for us?
Because we don't want to let people down. We don't want to.
Is it that we don't want to be vulnerable? Or
I don't know if it's vulnerability. Or if it's just like,
maybe it's just we're like, we can do it all.
We can, but we don't have to.
No. And like we're disappointing other people, maybe?
Yeah, we internalize so much stuff. I love telling people to ask for what they need. Do I practice this 100% of the time? Absolutely not.
No, because it's so much easier to speak the truth than to actually look at it. Like when I got sick this last time, oh, I should have seen that coming. And it's hilarious because I talk about self-care with everyone in my life, like professionally and personally. And there I was just skidding out.
Yeah. Karen and I have taken about 3 weeks off from recording, just over 3 weeks off.
I missed you so much.
And both of us did a little bit of traveling. I took the first trip. I went to Target and got airborne because I'm like, I'm about to be out with the people everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day.
That was so smart.
Not. Yeah. I don't have time.
I know.
I don't have time for that. All right. So we are caring for ourselves. Let's try to tell our explorers how stress management factors into wellness.
Shoo. Well, I think the most important thing is to notice for yourself how stress presents in your body. Mm. Are your shoulders up in your ears? Is your chest feeling tight? Is your stomach off?
Why does that sound like, what's the song? What's the song?
Oh,
that's what it just sounded like. Is your fish? Is your chest feeling tight?
That's hilarious. That children's song.
That's where my. Sorry.
Oh, that's awesome.
Little butterfly chase.
Oh my god, that was awesome. Exactly. It's exactly right.
Yeah. So where does it show up in your body?
Where does it show up? You know, start to really cultivate an awareness and even a physical list of the cues that you're. Body or your mind gives you, like, ooh, I have habitual time or a lot of giving and, you know, putting out energy, and I am starting to feel a little tired. Do I want to lie in bed and watch a movie? Do I want to just sleep for 2 days straight? But listening to the distress signals, distress signals, so that you can then take the time to de-stress in whatever ways or way that you feel works for you.
For me,
what is your I was just gonna ask you, what's your favorite way to de-stress?
My favorite way to de-stress, my favorite, I don't know.
Well, yeah, there's like all the
things. Can I pick a favorite one? I know when I am at the tipping point, it becomes, my brain gets foggy,
and
I'm like, where are all my memories? Where is my focus? What am I gonna do?
Totally. I feel that.
And I'm like, I gotta take a moment, and it's either surprise, 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 surprise. It's going to be...
surprise, surprise.
It's going to be getting some music, whatever music for whatever mood that I'm trying to enter into, whatever I'm trying to call into my body.
Right. Whether that's calm or like energizing,
yes.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
And I'm going to dance it out. Mm. That's probably the favorite. Singing and dancing.
Yeah. Like, that's so you. That's so
singing,
like,
and dancing. That's like, probably going to be the favorite. Then I'll write and then I'll read.
Yeah. Developing that skill of becoming aware of the signals, the signs of stress rising helps you to, in the moment, start to get better and better at analyzing.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's happening for me, getting to the point, getting to the root of it. And then doing the thing that will balance that out for you.
Part of effective stress management is identifying those stressors and developing and practicing coping mechanisms.
Positive coping mechanisms, yeah. Dancing it out, journaling, calling a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm just going to say it, getting that half gallon of ice cream and binging that show.
Listen.
Because you know what? I'm not above that.
I literally just told you that's what I did. I'm like, this too much. Let me go watch the show. I don't want to think. I don't want to do. Yeah. I just want to be.
Yeah. And laughing. Like, I find that putting something that I find like stupidly entertaining or silly entertaining on is just really so good.
We can also practice self-management by... It's summertime, so I'm not doing this. Regular exercise. It's hot outside. I don't know
it's hot
where you live when you're listening to this, but here in Central North Carolina, I know we're supposed to walk, let's just say, like 20 minutes a day. At what hour in the summer in Central North Carolina do the people walk outside? Because I want to walk outside, but at what hour?
It is well before sunrise. Probably between 4 and 5 a.m. or potentially between 9 and 10 at night. Like, literally, that's when I'll walk. Like, well, I don't get up that early, but I will walk my dog at like 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock at night.
It's still sometimes a little too much.
It's swampy. It's swampy out right now.
A little too much.
Yeah.
Regular exercise, mindfulness, and relaxation techniques. My favorite, but I don't say it this way, is maintaining a healthy work-life balance. I don't try to balance my work and my life because for me, impossible. It's harmony. So at some points, home is getting 70%.
Yeah.
And then other seasons, work is getting 70%. It's got to be in harmony. So sometimes I take a little from this to give more for the other, because trying to balance has led to more of the burnout because I have to do all of the things for all of the places that I'm responsible.
Mm. Oh, gotcha. And letting yourself off the hook.
Just be in harmony.
Depending upon what's going on. Harmony is just, I just love that word anyway. Can I just say, like, why? I don't know why I didn't name my children Harmony. Like, I just love that word so much.
Can not we just start the, calling her Harmony? If sure. we just start doing that, will she answer?
I think not, actually. She'll just roll her eyes and walk out of the room. Oh, that's hilarious. The idea of Harmony, it's not, you know, it's... what I love about it is a musical term, and we love music. Mm-hmm. The two of us love music. We love to dance it out. We love to sing. We love to express through music. And it's that idea of things coexisting peacefully, cohesively together, working like well-oiled gears,
yes.
where things are moving and you're remaining flexible, like you said, to adjust the knobs as needed.
Yes. Another, I think this is a combo, self-care and stress management technique, is a good old massage.
Dang, I'm going tomorrow, girl. I have it tomorrow.
my next one is also scheduled because I had one just before my birthday. And then when we were traveling and this lady found knots, so I was like, ma'am, I just got one 2 weeks ago. Where did that come from?
Oh my gosh, really? How did that get there?
Who put it there?
Deep-seated.
Oh, love yeah. a combo. A stress management combo with self-care is a good old massage.
It does so much. A massage, like the physical, what happens, the physical release and the moving of toxins and stuck energy and generating blood flow to all the parts of the body where you're holding the stress. Like, there's just so many things to say about massage. If you are not regularly getting body work, even by a loved one, start, please. Thank
they're,
you.
They're kind of magical. They are kind of magical. And I find, too, when get on that table, that one. She's like, where you want to focus? Where you just found that thing? Get that.
Start there. Let's see what else we go on this journey together.
Depending on how wild life is, it'll take me a moment, a little bit longer to be present.
To become the puddle.
Right. To become the puddle on the table. But once I'm there, I'm like, I wake up, face all crinkled up, drool. So I was like, when did I fall asleep? Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah. It's really, really therapeutic on so many levels.
Deep tissue levels, mental levels, emotional levels.
Yeah. It's like
physical levels.
Unplug and a real processing that happens.
So when we are prioritizing wellness and implementing stress management strategies, guess what, explorers? We can cultivate resilience.
Yay! More opportunities to cultivate resilience.
Which leads to more balance and fulfillment in our lives. And I don't know if anyone's told you this, but you, explorer, have the power to manage your stress and improve your well-being.
100%. Our well-being is in our hands. And I know that people don't love to hear that. They don't love to hear when I say that, and I say it all the time. And people are like, yeah, but this, yeah, but that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. But most of what occurs in our lives and in our bodies start with us. Mm. Start with how we feel about ourselves. Start with what we do to take care of ourselves, the people we surround ourselves with. There's so much that is in our control in terms of the parameters of our existence that I'm like, you gotta... check out what you're doing.
Take some ownership for your wellness.
Yes.
Because it is your wellness.
It is. And there's not like a magic pill. And there's not like, you know, and Western medicine, I'll say it again, is amazing and really valuable specifically for certain things. And then the rest of it is, that's you. That's you choosing to eat well. Maybe you eat organic, maybe eat a little less of the things that you're not supposed to be eating all the time. Taking some walks, doing some exercise, lifting some weights, making sure you're getting rest and vacation time. And there's just so many things that we can do to really support our full wellness.
Which leads us to those healthy habits.
Oh, yeah.
These healthy habits play a crucial role in promoting overall well-being. Karen and I can sit here and talk about all of the self-care and stress management that we want to all day.
All day, all week.
But at a certain point, we have to remember and realize that our habits encompass a wide range of behaviors and routines.
Mm-hmm. And building new habits. That's Ooh. There's a lot of research, and there's a lot of people out there talking about building new habits and how important it is. And it is. It's so important. But we get a little overzealous.
We do so much.
Yeah. We do a little, we're like, oh, I'm going to do this and this and this. How about you take one of those things and incorporate that into your life for 30 to 40 days and Ooh, attach like 40 it, days. Right, to something that you're already doing. Healthy habits require attention and intention and commitment mm-hmm. and accountability. Hold yourself accountable for that period of time until that habit takes hold, or you realize that maybe it's not working for you, and then figure out what you need.
I love you mentioned this about incorporating nutrient dense foods, so less of the processed stuff that we
the cans and the boxes and the
is
bags
it even food stuff. Though? I like, is it food? Food products, not food, but food-ish.
Food products, food, some, food-ish. Fill, some things that fill so, your bellies and give yeah. you calories, but they're not
it's
actually
not nutrient-dense food. Yeah. So the fruits and the vegetables, whole the lean foods. Proteins.
Whole foods is really
the
important.
Perimeter of the grocery store. Whole
the
grains.
Perimeter of the grocery store.
One of my favorite healthy habits I have been, because y'all know, like I said, it's summertime. Exercise is not, it's not, it's not giving.
It's too dang hot.
It is very hot, and I don't want to get hotter, so it's moderation at this point. But one of my favorite ones that I've started doing recently is focusing on my hydration. Mm-hmm. I've been really intentional in the morning about drinking that 8 ounces of water when I get up.
Yep. That's super important.
I was like, oh, that feels very good to just get that in my body before I even do really anything else. Let me go get my cup of water.
Yeah, your cells are so thankful for that because you've been getting dehydrated overnight and your body and your brain's doing all this processing. Hydration, that's like one of the first three things you should do.
That's been really fun for me. I know a lot of people don't focus on hydration because of the bathroom business. I don't mind because I feel better.
You're moving stuff through.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Another way is prioritizing rest to allow your body to rejuvenate and recover.
Yeah, so allow your body. You've got to give it the time and space. This is the thing that I get concerned about with my kids and screens and nighttime and blue light. Your brains have to be able to decompress, to unplug, to repair and the processing and the compartmentalizing and the all the things that the brain does. Well, you know, I was just listening to an episode of the Huberman Lab podcast. So I'm not sure if you've heard that podcast. And here I am celebrating another podcast on our podcast because I like to pass along good things when I hear them. He was on Jimmy Fallon. I think he's a neuroscientist in some
brain
way.
Stuff.
He's brain stuff. Anyway, he was talking about certain breathing pattern and breathing in until you feel like you're at capacity. And then take another little sip of air and then exhale slowly. It's called a physiological sigh. Anyway, that's one thing to look into. And he was talking about circadian rhythms and how the one single factor that points to long life, healthy life is good sleep. Hands down, period, full stop, no questions asked. Good sleep. We cannot underestimate that.
There's nothing like a good night's rest and you wake up so refreshed. That just made me think. I was like, let me change how I get up in the morning. So I usually have that glass of water, but then I grab my phone. Maybe I need to flip that around. Do that a little bit later in my morning routine so I'm not immediately screened up.
Yeah. I struggle with that too because I turn off my little like rain white noise sound. And I want to check and see if there's anything I need to respond to. No, don't
there
do
isn't.
It. Walk outside, look east, set your circadian rhythm, help yourself do that every day for a week and just kind of get yourself
into
that rhythm.
Notice the changes that happen, not just physically, but mentally for you.
That feels like forever some days.
It's not
like,
because we will be in here and I'll be like, that was 17 minutes. And you're like, no, it was 59. I'm like, oh.
You're like, well, that was the fastest episode.
It's like, no, it was
actually
not. No, it was not. But yeah, I love that. Just trying,
staying in the physical realm, in the physical body, and slow, like having it be a slow ramp up into your day.
I love a slow morning.
Yeah, as best as you can, even if that means getting up a little bit earlier, because ultimately you're going to be starting to go to bed earlier because you're going to get your rhythm going. Got to get a good 8 hours. I know that sounds like a lot to some people, but I mean, 7 to 8.
I mean, granted, if I go to sleep at midnight, I'm going to still get my 8 hours in.
Right.
I'm going to still do that. So we are promoting self-care, stress management, and building healthy habits.
Mm-hmm.
How about...
y'all, I know what she's going to say.
How about we get in our bodies?
That's a healthy habit, and it's fun.
Dance to a song that is... amazing and just makes you feel good all over.
She's nailing the song, the songs through Spencer. She's just nailing it. Yeah.
And today's song is by Queen and it's Don't Stop Me Now.
Come on, Freddie Mercury. Let's do it.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Oh, Freddie. Oh, that's such a good song. I heard that in a while and I haven't danced to it. And it's just so dramatic. It just does all the things. It hits all of the
movements involved. It's like a three-act play.
It's all of it. I felt like we just performed it.
There was a performance involved. I mean, it's Freddie Mercury. How could it not be a performance?
I know.
Okay.
Whew. Yeah, good stuff.
All right, Karen, don't stop me now.
All right, I won't.
I'm having a good time. And it is now time for today's QOTD.
QOTD, question of the day. Lay it on me, sister.
Okay, I will.
How can we maintain the positive lifestyle changes made during National Wellness Month throughout the rest of the year?
Get your people on board.
Ooh, absolutely.
Accountability is everything. Oh man, I like to do certain things alone, but boy, it's good when somebody's like, "Hey, did you do that?"
So we're doing 30 minutes, no screens when you wake up.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
Writing that down right now.
30 minutes, sans screens.
All right, that's fine.
Okay,
getting our people involved.
Mm-hmm. People involved.
Create a routine. You said this a little bit earlier. How can you incorporate those healthy habits into your existing routine to make them a natural part of your lifestyle?
Yep.
Another way, Karen Hennen, and this also is to set realistic and achievable goals.
Yeah.
Don't try to do all of it at once.
Don't set yourself up for the failures.
Please don't. So no. Set small,
little bit at a time,
achievable goals.
Little bite-sized goals.
Little positive reinforcement that will help you maintain consistency and avoid feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah. And be kind and gentle with yourself while you're creating the habits and feeling a little pushback, feeling like, oh, I'm not doing exactly what I should. Hang in there. Give yourself a little credit.
Give yourself all of the credit.
Change, if you were, right?
Yes. If you were trying to do something you've never done before, even if you have done it before and it didn't go quite as well, it's okay, because that leads to another way we can maintain these positive lifestyle changes, and that's be adaptable. Life can be unpredictable. Be prepared to adapt your routine and your goals without losing sight of your overall wellness.
Yeah, I like that idea of having that big picture. Like, this is what I'd like to set up for myself, let's say, in the next year. And then break it down, right, into those smaller goals. And just keep your eye on the prize. Mm-hmm. And don't even worry so much about the how, as much as, like...
I'm doing it.
Committing to it and seeing the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little steps to get you there.
Maintaining these positive lifestyle changes is a journey. Mm-hmm. It's okay to make adjustments along the way.
Yeah.
It's probably necessary to make adjustments along the way.
It's not a straight line, y'all. We know this.
And as long as you are focusing on the positive impact of your changes to your overall well-being, please celebrate your progress.
Yeah, if you're doing all this and you're just not even giving yourself any kind of kudos, you can get burned out and you can be like, well, why am I...
discouraged. Like, why am I doing this?
Give yourself some props. We get Absolutely. In our comfort zone. It's not easy to make changes, even if they're changes that are positive and that we know are going to support our health and our well-being. is still like, yeah, but I really love that little divot on the couch that I've nestled it's for mine. Myself. Right. Yeah. Little bits of change.
Karen, I told you to put a pin in something because yeah. what you said foreshadowed the quote I found for today's episode.
I am a psychic.
Perhaps. Today's quote is from singer and actress Naomi Judd.
Oh, okay. Didn't expect that. I did not expect that. No, that was not what I expected.
And she said that your body hears everything your mind says.
Oh, man. This is also why I tell people to watch the self-talk, the internal as well as the out loud self-talk. Your body hears everything that your mind says before we're even conscious of it. That train is rolling in our bodies based on the thoughts that we think, right? We know how it happens. Mm-hmm. Thoughts become behaviors, become outcomes. So. Yeah. Oh, I love it. That was good.
Explorers, as we wrap up this episode celebrating National Wellness Month, I want to encourage you to keep up the positive changes and wellness practices beyond National Wellness Month. Let's integrate small yet meaningful wellness practices into our daily routines and access resources for maintaining overall wellness throughout the year. We're honored to be a part of your journey. Stay well, stay connected, and keep prioritizing your wellness.
I love it. Yes. Be well, my explorers, our beautiful, beautiful community. Just keep taking good care of yourselves. We love you. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.